Collins. BBC. Three Counties Radio.
Now, a Buckinghamshire-based care company says staff shortages are the worst they've ever been. Reach has been providing care homes and services for adults with learning disabilities for 25 years. Now, due to Brexit and the pandemic, the company says it's seriously struggling to find workers. Nasreen Saidi is the co-founder of Reach and is on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Care workers now...
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely no problem at all. Care workers, they now have to be double-jabbed, don't they? Did you lose staff because of that?
Yes, we did. Unfortunately, and you know, Andy, everyone we lose, we can't replace. That's our biggest problem, you know. And I do understand, obviously, the difficulty we all have with these issues. But if you don't mind, I'd like to explain something to you, Andy. We have got more outbreak, in recent months, bearing in mind all our staff being double vaccinated. And what happens here, because our individuals, the learning disability obviously is quite a different field because the individuals are young, active and energetic and they want to be out and about in the community. They, like everybody else, they want to go leisure centres, cinema, theme park and so on. And what happened, while they are being obviously vaccinated too, they go in the community and obviously catch the virus and bring it back to us, to their own homes. And I think the only way I believe this can be successful, if everybody's vaccinated, there's no point, you know, we be under lots of pressure and say you all have to vaccinate your staff. We've done that. Mm-hmm. And we had more outbreak in recent months while everybody's double jabbed. But however, when we lose the staff, as I said, it's not possible to replace them. Even one, we can't replace them.
And why is it impossible to replace them? Is it because it takes so long to train them up?
Firstly, every member of the staff is valued because they are the most important part of our team. Without them, we won't be existed, okay? Obviously, we have to put lots of training, lots of energy to make sure, you know, everybody is knowing what they're doing, you know. And then you do that, then you lose them. You think, oh, my God, we have to start all of these again. That is the case. And the other way, we just don't have people applying in the industry anymore. We don't get it. We don't get people coming through the door, Andy. That's our biggest problem. We can't train people. We can do whatever we can to support the, our member of our team. But if we can't get them in the first place... We're in the catch 22 at the moment.
Sure, And read the care workers. When you have that conversation with them, as you have to, you know, you have to be double jabbed. What are their reasons for not wanting to be double jabbed then? Because they must understand the situation that you know.
They do. Of course they do. And as I said, you know, a majority of care workers now, you know, across the country have been vaccinated. But obviously people have got their own choices and their own issue and their own understanding. We have done everything we could. I mean, we've been very, very lucky. We haven't lost many. But even that one we lose is very difficult to replace, as I said. But I think it's very much, you know, is my choice. And, you know, what can I do? What is interesting in our industry, whilst we're working with people with learning disability, we have to make sure every individual, quite right, so Andy, they have choices, you know, choice of what they like to do, what they don't want to do. We have to do all this capacity assessment to make sure, you know, we're supporting those individuals to make the choices. But when it comes to our staff, you know, for example, in this case, we say you got no choice. You either jab or go. Issue we have got in here, yes, complicated.
And as well as the care workers having to be double jabbed, it's also all the maintenance staff as well, the support staff, they also have to be two jabs as well, don't they?
Absolutely. Everybody has got to be double jabbed. I give you a very live example. It just happened to about 10 days ago. We had to change, for example, some doors because, you know, in our industry, you know, we constantly got maintenance to do to make sure the houses are kept in the high standard. Yeah. I called the gentleman to come and measure all our internal doors, few doors needed to be changed. That morning, I had to ring him and I said, I'm sorry, if you're not vaccinated, I can't let you in. And he says, I'm not vaccinated. And we couldn't allow him to come in to measure doors for us. Now, can you imagine everything we need to do now, how many contractors, they may be vaccinated, not being vaccinated, how would I know? And obviously, we have to get approval from them. But if they're not vaccinated, now we got, you know, our boiler needs to be checked regularly and all sorts of things, millions of things need to be done. But the first thing we have to ask, you know, are you being vaccinated? If you are, if you are a person who provides service to our fire alarm, for example, they come into the home. They got no contact with the residents. You know, they just check the fire alarm. I mean, we do all the checks because we have to do LFT tests before they come in, make sure they got PPE and everything else. Now, if he's not vaccinated, I'm not allowed to let him into the service. But, you know, our individuals who we are delighted, you know, they see families and go the activity with the families, which is wonderful. Some to spend the weekend with the families, which is absolutely great. But you as a family, you don't have to be vaccinated.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I see where you're coming from. That ridiculous that must sound. Like you said, your care workers have got to be double jabbed, but the families don't necessarily have to, and there's no checks on them. What's the impact of your staff shortage? I mean, what would happen if you can't recruit more people? I mean, how are you coping at the moment?
I don't know, Andy. We're trying to, agencies, for example, we use, they don't have staff as well. They have got, you know, a shortage of staff with agencies. I really don't know. My biggest fear, Andy, is, you know, the team we have got. We are so privileged at Reach. We have got the most fantastic team of staff working. And some of them with us, I'm not joking, 19, 20 years, 18 years, 17 years. You know, very long-standing member of our team. But my fear is if they get burned out and they get exhausted and what will happen. And also the other biggest fear we have got is because our team been with us for many years, as we all getting older and gradually maybe retire from the field, who is going to come in and do the job? Because as you know, Brexit obviously hit us very hard. We cannot bring people from anywhere else, you know. And I just don't know. And I really don't know who can help us now. We are getting, you know, quite anxious about this. And I'm, you know, I would love to say to people, listen, most of our managers, Andy, most of our managers came from homegrown. It's absolutely fabulous to see that. It's just a joy to see people started as a supporter staff. And now they are the managers, the operation managers, the directors, you know. There's lots of opportunity in the field. And I really sincerely hope, you know, people will change their mind and start applying in our industry.
Well,
it's fun, it's enjoyable, you know.
But you want people to apply for the job. But the other issue that you've got, there are other industries that are also suffering from staff shortages.
Absolutely.
So they're trying to get people as well. And I suppose that then it all boils down to wages and money and what you could offer money-wise. And I presume care workers aren't the highest paid people in the UK.
That is absolutely correct. That is correct. But I think, today we got something about, according to all statistics results, you know, we have got 110,000 vacancies today, and they were expecting with the double jab issue, you know, we would lose another between 40 to 70,000. I mean, it's getting desperate situation now, and I you feel hopeless because we don't have any answer to it now. We don't know what else to do.
So,
encourage people.
Is the pay enough to attract people, or what? On a job that is it's a difficult job. You know what I mean? Is the pay rewarding?
It's a difficult job. Absolutely, I do agree with you, Andy. It's a very difficult job. You are expecting people to work through the shift. Through the pandemic, we all were at work. you know, I know lots of people had the choice of working from home, and so we couldn't do that. We all had to be in the front line and do whatever we can to make sure everybody's safe. And thank God everybody was safe, you know. But if we got this high expectation from everybody, from the supporter staff, to do whatever they can do. But you are right, the wages obviously could be better. But is it, again, is that catch-22 situation? Local authority can't fund anymore, you know. I mean, just bear that in mind. Learning disability services is, as I explained, it's a little bit different. It's far more active, far more. You're dealing with the individual whom they have got very complex needs and behavior and so on. And I think that is the issue we have got, you know, is getting the right people into the right position.
And I suppose, and also the ones that suffer in the end, really, will be the residents. Of the homes, won't it, at the end of the day? Because there won't be enough care workers to go around and keep everybody happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I don't know how all my colleagues in the care sector are going to survive, because if you think they're saying within next, you know, by 2035, we need another 490,000. Well, we can't find what we want now. I don't know what we're going to do.
So what is the answer? Has the government got to reach into its pockets and throw some money at this then? It's like some serious money.
I totally agree with you. Government needs to do that. But at the same time, because we haven't got enough people to, even if we got more money, we need to find the people first. That's the issue, isn't it?
Sure.
And if we are not having people coming from abroad, I mean, at Reach, Andy, we have got 30% of our staff are from Eastern European, 30% are from other country, and rest are you know, from England. And if you think over 60% of our staff are coming from other places, and if we don't have that anymore, and if we got more money to pay, well, how are we going to find the people in the first place?
So do you think it'd be like, you know, with the lorry driver situation? I want to say a few months ago, but it was probably a few weeks ago. The government did some emergency visas, didn't they, so they could get some lorry drivers over. Do you think that could be the way we need to go with the care workers then?
I really sincerely hope they do that, because that would help quite a lot if they do that. Because at the moment, I hope I'm understanding and I'm giving your listener correct information. We are not essential worker to bring people. It's not essential enough to bring people from abroad, from other countries, and I think that's the issue at the moment, you know. And I hope we could do something like that, because today if we say all these statistics are correct, we have got, you know, 110,000 plus not being jabbed, another 40,000. You're talking about 150,000, 60,000 vacancies in the country, and we don't have that many people.
And just before I let you go, mean, this is not going to be a quick fix, then, is it? This is not going to happen tomorrow.
No,
this is not going to happen next month. Andy. You know, it's going to be a long term kind of thing, isn't it? Really, it's going to be a while before we even get any recovery out of this.
You are absolutely correct, Andy. And I don't know. I really hope we could do something about it, because it's such a joy to work with these individuals. It's such a joy to, you know, to support the individuals, and it's such a joy, you know, to see them flourishing. But we need people to help us. We need the supportive staff to get there. And I think our team has just been absolutely incredible during the last 18 months or so. But I'm hoping we could actually recruit more and get more people interested in our industry. It's quite a fun job to do, Andy. Very fun job. I've been doing it for 44 years.
Well, do you know what? Just chatting to you, it sounds like you enjoy your job. It definitely comes over in our conversation. It really does.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I couldn't do anything different, you know.
Do you know what? While we've been chatting, you know, Tara's done a little bit of research for us while we've been chatting. Apparently, the government offered visa extensions for certain healthcare workers, but care workers don't appear to have been included, which is, that must leave you incredibly frustrated.
Very frustrating. Very frustrating. And I just don't know why. I really don't understand it. One minute. The thing is, Andy, the problem we got, people are going to get stuck in the hospitals, in places, which is blocking the bed for others to be used. It's becoming this vicious circle problem.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why we can't do something about this, you know. I remember a few years ago, I was going to see a number of our MPs when we were talking about Brexit, and I warned all of them about the problem we're going to have today. Obviously, I wasn't aware of pandemic we're going to have as well, that which is double whammy. I wasn't expecting that. But I was expecting this huge problem we have got today.
It's been a real, real pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Andy, thank you for having me, and hope, you know, we get people coming to the industry and you know, enjoy as much as we do, all of us at Reach.
I really hope that we can talk soon, not in a year's time, but very soon. And you can say, you know what, it's all okay now. We're good. We're on the road to recovery. I really do. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you. Have a very good day, Andy. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. That's Reece Alida, who is the co-founder of Reach. An organisation that says that staff shortages are the worst they've ever been. Reach have been providing care homes and services for adults with learning disabilities for over 25 years. And they say that due to Brexit and the pandemic, the company is seriously struggling to find workers. It's not going to be a quick fix, this. It's going to be going on for quite a while. And I could see it maybe, you know, sometime next year, hopefully. I mean, you'd hope sooner, wouldn't you? Because at the end of the day, it's the residents that are going to suffer, isn't it? At the end of the day, the residents and those families.